All right, welcome back to Farm Talk. It's time to talk about something blooming. It's not ripe yet, but it's blooming all across the country. Sunflowers. Executive Director of the National Sunflower Association is John Sandbachen. Hello, John.
Hello, Mick. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Give us an update on the sunflower crop. How is it looking?
Well, you know, right now the crop looks really good. You know, when you look at how USDA is assessing it right now, in North Dakota, Minnesota, and South Dakota, we're about 75% to 83% good to excellent. So, you know, it's looking really beautiful right now. And, you know, as far as the bloom goes, you know, we're probably, you know, maybe about a week behind. But really, you know, we had some good heat here in the previous weeks, and so the crop is really caught up quite well.
Now, as the sunflower head goes through blooming and maturity, and the stalk got to hold up this big head. It's kind of the got to be the most toughest crop out there because it's got the heaviest. You know, corn's got a cob, soybeans got a few pods, but man, that heavy sunflower head, it's quite a plant.
Well, that's all we do have a pretty good sized stalk on them, pretty good. So,
yeah, so. Now, when farmers run this plant through the combine, they're going to find that they are very happy that they planted sunflowers last spring. In fact, you tell me earlier you were talking to some corn, beans, and pea growers that said, "Man, I wish I would have planted sunflowers last spring."
Yeah, we did. We've had a few people. You know, they're seeing how nice the crop looks this year, and you know where prices are at. You know, we're one of the few crops that have seen some kind of a rally here in the last few weeks. Sunflower has done really well. We picked up here just in the last week about 65 cents a hundredweight, and it went up another 10 cents today. So we're really on a positive trend on prices.
Now, why are we at a time when soybeans and corn and wheat and everything's kind of in the tank, cattle, ja-oof-ta, but why are sunflowers going up in price?
Well, you know, the thing is, knock on wood here, but we really have not been affected by the tariffs to a great extent, you know, that some other crops have unfortunately been targeted. And most of our demand is, especially for the oil, is here in the U.S. or in Canada and Mexico. So all of our customers are nearby, and they're with customers that we have a good trading relationship. So demand remains strong, and, you know, we've just done, you know, just very well here.
Do you think this positive price scenario has a lot of potential? Will it carry into next year?
Well, you know, when you look at new crop prices, we hit a new market high, you know, last week for new crop. And that's usually, you know, when you have your initial offering on new crop, that's usually some of your best pricing. And so it just shows that the demand is out there very strong for 2019 crop. And, you know, when we came into this market year, our stocks were down about 46% nationwide. So, you know, there definitely is going to be some demand to get, you know, more seed in that pipeline at, you know, first part of October.
When we go to the store or we go online, we're looking for the best possible price, which means the lowest. When farmers try to decide what crop to grow, they're looking for the best possible price, which means the highest. So if somebody's considering growing sunflowers in 2020, should they maybe price a few contracts right now? I mean, is that a good idea, or is that too risky if you don't even have seed in the ground?
Well, you know, the 2020 contracts aren't out there yet.
Okay.
You know, when we look at new crop, we're looking at the 19 crop that's being harvested. But, you know, I would you know, anticipate that this fall, probably, you know, in that November-December time frame, that we'll have 2020 prices out there.
And probably looking pretty good for prices, huh?
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, the thing is, when you look at the planted acres, we were hoping for about a 10 to 15% increase nationwide, and we probably had around a 5, 6% increase. So, you know, there's definitely going to be a need for even more acres in 2020.
All right. Well, guys, farmers out there should start thinking about it. Now, you had a summer gather. Every January, you have an awesome research forum in Fargo, and you have a summer gathering. This year is out in Medora. So give us a little wrap-up of your summer meeting.
Well, you know, we had really good attendance at our summer meeting. Our keynote speaker this year was Martin Barbary, the administrator of the Risk Management Agency, and he just gave us a fantastic talk about, you know, where crop insurance is going for the future and what he would like to see. And, you know, having a producer that's in charge of an agency like that is just a real benefit to all producers across the United States, because he understands what it takes to grow a crop, and he understands the importance of having crop insurance and how valuable of a tool it is to everybody. So, you know, we just have a great working relationship with their department, and, you know, he was just a super speaker for us. And something I think that was a real highlight that we had was this year we had a young farmer panel, and they discussed why they grow sunflower, why it's in the rotation, and how it's a real, you know, profitable crop for them to produce. And I think it was really good for our industry people to hear that and to kind of know what kind of traits they're looking for, or what kind of, you know, things that they should be working on to make sure that that crop stays top of mind for these young growers. So just a very good session that we had.
John, do you remember any memorable quotes from the young farmers that got you fired up?
Well, you know, I think for them, you know, one thing that they weren't afraid of is sometimes you hear that they're worried about harvesting a later crop. And for them, they make sunflower a priority crop. What they do is they plant it as early as they can within the area. They desiccate the crop so that they can make sure they get it off as quickly as possible and get it in the bin. And they look for varieties, especially on the oil side, that are going to be high oil yielding varieties. And one, you know, sunflower is the only crop, that oilseed crop, that pays a premium for oil content. And, you know, for them, you know, they're shooting for that 45% oil content, which at the crush plant, that's a 10% premium on top of the price. So when you look at today's new crop prices for 19, you know, let's say it's a $7.55 contract, that moves it up to over $19, about $19.30. So for them, they're shooting for that oil, making sure that they get that extra premium.
Wow. All right. Well, there are some options, some potential there that doesn't exist in other crops. It's very exciting. What we've gone from, I remember the old-time sunflower varieties. Now we went from, you know, the Clearfield, got high oleic. What's coming in the future as far as new varieties or new traits in sunflower?
Well, you know, we're continually working on our disease package that sunflower has. And there's been a lot of progress made on sclerotinia. We're doing things on phomopsis and other things, and downy mildew especially. There's a new seed treatment out that was just available last year that has really helped out as far as controlling downy mildew. And I think the thing is, when you look at hybrids today versus where they were at, you know, 10, even 5 years ago, I mean, the advancements have just been huge. And now most people, when they grow sunflower, they're shooting for a ton an acre. And if you'd have went back earlier on, in, you know, 20 years ago, you never would have imagined that. And that's sort of the norm. And people are obviously beyond those levels. So, you know, the crop is really advanced, just like other crops have. So
I do remember the days of, 2000. Wow, that was almost just a thought unachievable. That was a high mark. And now 3,000 is the high mark.
Definitely. We've had growers that last year in Minnesota that had 3,500-pound yields. I mean, they were just a phenomenal crop for them.
Yeah, well, it's paying good. It's you know, good disease package. So, well, if for producers to get more information on sunflowers or just to have a discussion, maybe get their agronomist in on it, get a lot of information on all that on the National Sunflower Association website?
Definitely. Just go to sunflowernsa.com. It's the place to find everything you want to know about sunflower.
All righty. John Sandbachen of the National Sunflower Association. Now, this is an odd year, so you don't do the National Sunflower Survey this year. Is that right?
No, we will be doing it this fall.
Okay. All right. So there'll be some extension folks or agronomists will be walking the sunflower fields out there. So if you've got a sunflower field and you see somebody walking your field, they're doing research, valuable research. So let them through. So, all righty. John, thank you very much for the visit. Have a good rest of the summer.
All right. Thanks, Mick, for having me on your program today.
You're very welcome. We'll talk again soon.